But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Good morning once again. This is Jody, and I'd like to welcome you to the Daily Inspiration. May God bless you today. He is faithful. And I just read to you out of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. The Lord is faithful, who shall establish and keep you from evil. I'd like to share with you today what I would call Among the Faithful. We'll look at a familiar story that we read in 2 Samuel. We're going to read about a man named Uriah, and I'm sure this is not new to most of you. If it is, you can look it up. It'd be good for you to read the whole story. I can just give you a part of it this morning. But this is 2 Samuel, chapter 11, and this would be in the time of when King David was reigning as king in Israel, and I'd like to just read to you, starting in verse 6 of chapter 11. And I need to give you just a little bit of information before this. This is a time when King David had committed adultery with a woman named Bathsheba, and he had failed to follow the Lord in this, and it was a great stumbling block for him, but he took another man's wife. And he committed adultery with her. And he was in an attempt to cover up his sin here. And that's what we're going to take off reading here. And we'll see what David's attempt was here. Verse 6 of chapter 11. And David sent to Joab. And Joab was the commander of his army. And David sent to Joab saying, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." This would be Bathsheba's husband. And Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah was come unto him, David demanded of him how Joab did, and how the people did, and how the war prospered. Now, David's army was at war. This was a time when they were at war, and David was asking, "How's things going there, Uriah?" And Uriah's going to give him answer. And David said to Uriah, "Go down to thy house and wash thy feet." And Uriah departed out of the king's house, and there followed him a mess of meat from the king. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his lord, and went not down to his house. And when they had told David, saying, "Uriah went not down unto his house," David said unto Uriah, "Camest thou not from thy journey? Why then didst thou not go down unto thine house?" And Uriah said unto David, "The ark of Israel and Judah abide in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open fields. Shall I then go into my house to eat and drink and to lie with my wife? As thou livest, and as thy soul liveth, I will not do this thing." And David said to Uriah, "Tarry here today also, and tomorrow I will let thee depart." So Uriah abode in Jerusalem that day and the morrow. And when David had called him, he did eat and drink before him, and he made him drunk. And at even he went out to lie on his bed with the servants of his lord, but went not down to his house. And it came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab, and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote in the letter, saying, "Set ye Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire ye from him, that he may be smitten and die." And it came to pass, when Joab observed the city, that he assigned Uriah unto a place where he knew the valiant men were. And the men of the city went out and fought with Joab, and there fell some of the people of the servants of David, and Uriah the Hittite died also. Then Joab sent and told David all the things concerning the war, and charged the messenger, saying, "When thou hast made an end of telling the matters of the war unto the king, and if so be that the king's wrath arise, and he say unto thee, Wherefore approached ye so nigh unto the city? When did ye fight? When ye did fight, knew ye not that they would shoot from the wall? Who smote Abimelech the son of Jerubbaal? Did not a woman cast a piece of millstone upon him from the wall, that he died in Thebes? Why went ye nigh the wall? Then say, Thy servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also." So the messenger went and came and showed David all that Joab had sent him for. And the messenger said unto David, "Surely the men prevailed against us, and came out unto us into the field, and we were upon them, even unto the entering of the gate. And the shooter shot from off the wall upon thy servants, and some of the king's servants be dead, and thy servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also. Then David said unto the messenger, Thus shalt thou say unto Joab, Let not this thing displease thee, for the sword devoureth one as well as another. Make thy battle more strong against the city, and overthrow it, and encourage thou him. And so you see what David, he had a scheme here, a plan to get rid of Uriah, because he knew that this would be a problem for him and trouble. But I want to just look at the life of Uriah here for a moment. You see the character of this man. He was an upright man. He was among the faithful. Uriah was a very faithful man to his king, to his commander. He was outstanding in his courage and in his uprightness. He was a very faithful man. And there are very few people that would have the character that we read in this man. And David had him killed, and it was all because of a cover-up that David was trying to do, and it was a great sin that David had to deal with. But I just, as I see that, I marvel at the faithfulness of Uriah. But there is one that is more faithful, much more faithful than Uriah. And I'd like to read you some passages about our Lord. I know that you'll be familiar with some of these verses, and I already read one of them at the beginning here. And just want to point out to you someone who is the most faithful, the one who is faithful to the end. And I read one in Thessalonians, in 2 Thessalonians, and I'd like to read one in 1 Thessalonians. And I'll be reading in chapter 5, verse 16. And it says, Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. And I want to read that last verse again. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. God is faithful. Now I'm going to read again another scripture. This will be 1 Peter. And I'll be reading chapter 4, verse 19. And it says, Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. You see here, again, God is a faithful creator. He is faithful. And I'd like to read one more passage to you, Revelation chapter 19, and I'll be reading verse 11. And this is written by John, and he says, And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness did he judge and make war. And that who he was talking about, Jesus himself, his name was called Faithful and True. And that's who we have been promoting all these years. This is who we are saying is the faithful one. This is Jesus Christ. He is our faithful God. He is the creator. He is very, very faithful to us. And Uriah the Hittite was a very faithful man and probably did better than most. But there's one who is even more faithful, and that is our Creator, Almighty God. He is faithful. And we will never be ashamed if we put our trust in Him. And we look to Him. He is faithful to take care of us and to watch out for us and to lead us into the path of righteousness. And as we read, he is our faithful God. He will not disappoint. So may you look to him who is faithful. God bless you today.